Well, it appears the world has finally turned against Israel, even the Western world, and what it took was Israel's hunting down and triple tap airstrikes against aid workers. These are Western aid workers, mostly a U.S. citizen, an Australian citizen, a U.K. citizen, and so on. So seven aid workers, part of the organization called WC Kitchen, World Central Kitchen, which had vehicles that were specifically marked as aid vehicles in order to identify them to the IDF. And they were traveling in Gaza along a route that was pre-approved with the IDF. The IDF knew exactly where these vehicles were, what they were, that they were part of this food aid organization. And yet the IDF hunted them down, tracked them with drones, fired three missiles directly impacting the three vehicles, killing the aid workers. This is mass murder, right in broad daylight, no excuses. And then Israel claims, well, it was an accident. No, it wasn't. It was three missile strikes on three vehicles. They were precision strikes. They went through the front windshield of these vehicles. And now the world has said, this is too much. Every newspaper in the UK now, front page story, is blasting Israel for this slaughter. And in the US, the newspapers, especially the left-wing media, are now calling out Israel for this wicked act. Now, what's extraordinary to me, though, is that Israel has already killed almost 35,000 civilians in Gaza. Somehow, that wasn't evil enough for the Western press, you know? It was like, oh no, these seven aid workers, these are the lives that count the most, you know? There's a weird kind of racism in the response here, by the way. It's like, you know, all these brown people that died, that didn't matter at all, but my goodness, you killed seven white people. Now it's bad. Now it's evil. I say it's been evil the whole time. Israel is evil. Israel is increasingly being described as a rogue nation, even by former Congressman Dennis Kucinich. And by Gerald Celente, who I just interviewed, said that Israel is engaged in genocide. And I'm going to add to this and say that Israel is a terrorist nation, and the world must stop Israel. And this mission of stopping Israel needs to be pursued with the same level of dedication and urgency as stopping the Japanese Imperial Empire in World War II, or stopping the Third Reich in World War II. The world must come together and stop Israel. And if that means doing it with military force, so be it. It's actually clear that that's the only way Israel is going to be stopped, because Israel under Netanyahu and his far-right Likud party, psychopathic lunatics, they have already declared they're not going to listen to the world. They're not going to listen to the International Court of Justice. They won't listen to the UN. They won't listen to the ICC. They won't listen to America, even as they depend on America to provide them, you know, more bombs and more missiles, more warplanes, and more money. They thumb their noses at America, like, give us all your money and then F off. That's Israel's attitude. And it's interesting because America is uniquely positioned to stop Israel by simply halting the shipment of weapons and money. It's that simple. America could stop this. But, of course, you know, America is owned by Israel, because among American politicians, it's Israel first, America last. You know, that's true across both Democrats and Republicans. So if America won't stop shipping weapons to Israel, and if Israel won't stop the mass slaughter of innocent people, how do you stop them? How will the world stop Israel? And the likely answer, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, and I'm not endorsing this, let me be clear. I'm telling you what is cause and effect. The way Israel is going to be stopped, ultimately, is that Israel is going to be destroyed. The Middle Eastern nations, and perhaps others, they will launch missile strikes against Israel at some point. They will invade Israel. They will obliterate Israel. Israel will be overrun and destroyed in its present form if it doesn't back off of this line of pursuit. In other words, Netanyahu is on a suicide mission for the entire nation of Israel. It's not just that Netanyahu is going to destroy himself politically, and it's not just that he's getting tens of thousands of Palestinians killed and thousands of IDF soldiers killed. He's going to have Israel destroyed because he has put Israel in a situation in the context of the world that is intolerable by the rest of the world. Even the UK can't handle this any longer. And it looks like the UK is going to halt all weapons shipments to Israel. Other nations will join in. Eventually, perhaps, there will be so much pressure on the U.S. that the U.S. will have to halt weapons shipments to Israel. I'm not sure what kind of sort of domestic pressure that will take. Probably a lot of protests among, you know, maybe Muslim people. Maybe a lot of peace activists will increase their protests in America. Maybe that will have an impact. I'm not sure. But at some point, if Israel doesn't change its course, it will be destroyed. There will be no Israel in the Middle East. Now, in that process, Israel will very likely end up launching nuclear weapons against its enemies. And in retaliation, nations like Iran and perhaps Russia will retaliate with nuclear weapons against Israel and against the United States Navy as well. We are looking at an escalation ladder leading us to nuclear war in the Middle East, because Netanyahu is a psychopath, a murderous psychopath. Zionism is a philosophy of Jewish supremacy that values no lives other than their own. And the U.S. is so weak-willed that U.S. politicians and members of Congress aren't willing to stand up against Israel and say, hey, stop the genocide. So you've got this sickening, horrifying combination of corruption and supremacy and you know, ethnic hatred and genocide all colliding together to create this current situation, which is Israel in 2024, that is flat out the most evil nation on the planet at this point in time. What Israel is doing is more evil than any other nation in 2024 on the face of this earth. And if you don't stop Israel, you end up in a nuclear war. And if you end up in a nuclear war, it's hard to see how that doesn't escalate into something like, we all die, you know? Not good. And to those still supporting Israel, especially in the alternative conservative media, still covering up for Israel, you're on the wrong side of history. You're in genocide denialism. And you're going to regret not calling out Israel sooner. And by the way, across alternative media, in the early days of COVID, 2020, I know there was a lot of disagreement and debate about whether COVID was real, whether it was all staged, or whether it was a very serious concern. There's a lot of debate about the origins of it. Did it come from a lab? Did it not come from a lab? There was a lot of confusion, especially in the early days. Now, in my mind, there was never any confusion about the dangers of the vaccine. I knew that from day one. But hey, in the early days of 2020, I was very concerned about the virus and the pandemic. And I didn't know then what I know now about the fraud of virology, by the way. And so my platform and other platforms often disagreed about what was happening. There was a lot of confusion. It took a while to sort that out. There is no confusion about what Israel is doing. No confusion whatsoever. Israel is killing civilians. Israel is slaughtering women and children. 70% of the casualties in Gaza are women and children. Israel is launching missiles at food aid workers. Okay, there is no debate. And you can't sit there and say, well, that's all self-defense. That's not self-defense. They are bombing hospitals, refugee camps, apartment buildings, residential areas, universities. They are sniping, using snipers to murder doctors and healthcare workers and hospitals. They are hunting down and doing a triple tap missile strike on food aid workers. And at the same time, Israel has, by the way, has murdered dozens of ambulance drivers in Gaza also because they target ambulances. Yes, they target food aid workers. Yes, they target ambulances. Yes, they target hospitals and they target doctors because Israel wants to maximize the mass death of Palestinians. They're doing it all on purpose. This is genocide. And anybody out there who's still in denial about this, again, you're on the wrong side of history. It's disgusting that you would be in such denialism at this moment in history. And there is no excuse for your position on this. There's no debate. There's no mystery. There's no unknown like there was with COVID. This is all fully known what Israel's doing. Israel even apologized for killing these aid workers, which is an admission that they did it. And they apologize while smirking. They're like, oh, we apologize. You know, so evil. They're laughing and smiling, little demonic serpents, laughing it up while they kill Palestinians. That's how evil Israel has become. And to those who claim, oh, you can't criticize Israel, that's anti-Semitism. We're not buying your bullcrap. You can throw labels around all day long. It doesn't mean anything anymore. The label anti-Semitism has lost all meaning. It means nothing. Because Israel is anti-humanism. Israel is slaughtering innocent human beings. And Israel has become, as I said, a terrorist nation and the most evil nation on planet Earth at this moment in history. Now, I don't wish for the demise of Israel. I don't wish for harm to come for the Israeli people. Although, some of the videos I've seen of some of these people, they are extreme racists who almost all support total genocide, by the way. The Israeli civilian population is filled with sort of Nazi-minded people who absolutely want to carry out a Holocaust against Gaza. It's shocking how racist and genocidal the Israeli people are. But even with that said, I don't wish any harm upon the Israeli people, and I don't wish any harm upon Jewish people in particular, all over the world, because of course there are more Jews that live outside of Israel than there are Jews in Israel. And by the way, a lot of these Jews that live outside Israel agree with me and are sick and tired of how evil Israel has become. And they are adamant that this genocide should not be carried out in their name. And I fully support peaceful protests by Jews against Israel. But with all that said, my fear is that Israel is turned into a giant smoking crater of radioactive dust. That's where I fear this is going. And it wouldn't just be Israel, because Israel would also have launched nuclear weapons at other countries. We're talking about the potential deaths of millions of people across the Middle East, perhaps in Iran, in Syria, more in Gaza, more in the West Bank, and most Israelis turned into, you know, radioactive dust, okay? That's the scenario that we're talking about. We should pray to God that that doesn't happen. But if Netanyahu and his lunatic far right-wing Likud party people, if they're not stopped, that's exactly where this is headed. They can transform the Middle East as it exists today into a giant radioactive death zone where you won't be able to live for 300 years because of the half-lives of cesium-137, okay? You won't be able to grow food. You won't be able to have cows or goats in pasture. You won't be able to live there for three centuries. And for those Christian Zionists who are saying, well, you know, we have to start World War III so that we can invoke the return of Christ. It's like, what are you, some kind of satanic suicide cult? God doesn't want you to start wars to bring back Jesus. I don't know who came up with that. It's completely insane. People are completely misreading the teachings of the Bible. If you think that starting World War III is a way to have your savior return, No, starting World War III is a way to create hell on Earth. That's what you're pushing. And we will all suffer if that's the outcome that succeeds. Rumors are that right now Iran is preparing some kind of retaliation against the strike on the Iranian consulate from a few days back. That was, of course, an outrageous, illegal act by Israel, yet another one, in violation of Geneva Conventions, in violation of the recognition of diplomatic sovereignty in embassies and consulate properties all over the world. Israel abides by no rules whatsoever. It does whatever the hell it wants. It murders, it assassinates anybody it wants at any time for any reason. And this is escalatory. This is going to generate probably a pretty radical response from Iran at some point. I don't know what that's going to look like. It's probably what Israel wants, because Israel wants to start nuking Iran, and Israel wants to drag America into this conflict. But Iran's retaliatory attack on Israel is coming, whatever it looks like. It's probably going to be measured. It's going to be designed to be just under the threshold of generating a nuclear retaliation from Israel, but it will still be a substantial attack against Israel, and perhaps, most likely, against Israeli embassies in other nations. It could also include attacks against U.S. embassies. So for all those United States Marines that are positioned in embassies or consulate properties all across the Middle East, in Iraq, in Syria, in Jordan, wherever, guess what? You're probably going to die, because the U.S. would not stop Israel's genocide. So you're probably going to die because Iran is going to strike U.S. embassies, almost certainly. So get prepared, folks, in every way you can. I've covered all the basic preparedness items, 1,000 times. Nothing has changed. It's still the same. Make sure you're ready for rising oil prices. Make sure you're ready for a collapsing dollar. Make sure you've got backup assets, gold, silver, maybe some crypto, real things, real property, maybe some land. Make sure you've got extra food supplies, the whole deal. Make sure you've got iodine and emergency first aid supplies as well, because the day is coming that World War III is in your face. The day is coming that the mushroom clouds are visible on the horizon. And on that day, guess what? It's too late. Too late to order up what you need. So get it now while you can. You will find many supplies at our store, of course, healthrangerstore.com. We appreciate your support. We're helping you get prepared with backup food supplies, certified organic, non-GMO, laboratory tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and aflatoxins and E. coli and a lot of other things. So you keep supporting us, and we'll keep working for you in every way that we can. And we're going to pray for your safety. We're going to pray for world peace. Actually, I know it sounds like a cliche. It's like, what are you trying out for the Miss America contest? Pray for world peace. No. Hey, how about we just pray that we all don't die in a giant mushroom cloud? How about that? That doesn't sound like a cliche anymore. Let's just pray we all don't freaking die. I mean, not right away. I mean, we're all going to die, but let's all not die together is my point. Let's die at different times, from old age or whatever. So join me in that. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. A quick update on what we have back in stock at healthrangerstore.com. I've got them here on my desk. We have, by popular demand, organic lab-tested white cheddar powder. This is real cheese, no crazy fillers, nothing like that. No artificial colors, nothing, just real cheese powder. And we also have heavy cream powder, which is an excellent addition to a lot of meals. Again, also organic. It's lab-tested for glyphosate, for heavy metals, for E. coli, salmonella, and so much more. We do the most extensive lab testing of anybody in the industry. We also have turmeric root powder back in stock. This is a very difficult product to find in terms of getting clean lots, because lead is the most common contaminant in turmeric root powder.
And if you're getting turmeric root from a source that doesn't do routine testing of every lot, then you're going to be exposed to higher levels of lead than what you might expect. Trust me on that. We have to reject most of the lots of turmeric that we see. We also have collagen powder back in stock. This is a real neutral tasting collagen. It, of course, helps support your body's natural construction of ligaments and connective tissue and can help your skin have the appearance of, a more youthful appearance. A lot of people love collagen. For a while, we didn't carry it, but there were so many non-clean sources out there that we decided we've got to have a clean source. You can find all those products and more at healthrangerstore.com. We have a new website layout there. We've got items that are on sale here. We've also got categories that can help you shop. Our laundry detergent is really popular among people who want to avoid artificial fragrance chemicals. And here's some of our new products. We have a date sugar that's in stock now. We've got ahi flower oil, which is the plant-based version of fish oils, but it's from plants, not fish. Freeze-dried pineapple, and so much more. We've got food in number 10 cans. You can shop by Health Goals. And then all of these are back in stock, including N-acetylcysteine, NAC, which is very popular, as well as our 5G defense product. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com and know that every purchase helps support this platform, Brighteon, as well as all of our other projects like Brighteon AI, where we're giving back to the community this technology to help empower you with decentralized knowledge, where you can bypass Google and the big tech censorship with tools that you can use yourself locally to get answers to questions. That's at brighteon.ai, and we'll talk about that another time. But support us right now, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.